Dean Randall. Saudi Arabia insists that Iranian weapons were used in last weekend's devastating attack on its oil industry. And U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that means the responsibility for the assault lies squarely with Tehran. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
As he flew to the kingdom, Pompeo dismissed claims by Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen that they were behind the attack.
It doesn't matter. This was an Iranian attack.
The Saudis are stopping just shy of directly accusing Iran, but say it unquestionably sponsored the assault. Iran denies it and warns if the U.S. attacks in retaliation, it will face an immediate response. President Trump says he hasn't decided just what to do.
If we have to do something, we'll do it without hesitation.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Asked today about possible U.S. military action against Iran, President Trump was noncommittal and said it was a great sign of strength not to attack.
There's the ultimate option, and there are options a lot less than that. And we'll see. We're in a very powerful position. Right now, we're in a very, very powerful position.
You say the ultimate option. Are you
No, I'm saying the ultimate option, meaning go in war. No, I'm not talking about that ultimate option, no.
At the moment, it seems that neither Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu nor his challenger Benny Gantz is poised to put together a ruling coalition government. But AP's Aaron Heller says what is certain is a severe setback has been suffered by Netanyahu, putting his political future in doubt.
You can already say that Netanyahu did not win, and that was what he is expected to have happened sort of in the last several elections. He's won them. He's been in power for over 10 years. And this time he does not have an outright victory, and he's going to need a lot of machinations and a lot of things to go his way for him to be able to hang on to power.
The final election results in Israel are expected tomorrow. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Here in Washington, the U.S. Federal Reserve has cut interest rates by a quarter point, a move tied in